This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations. Visit www.winterscribbler.com for collections of books, poetry, and graphics by diverse talents of artists and writers around the world.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to WLW Podcast. I have been thinking for quite some time and decided that in this episode, why not we talk about gestures? So gestures is basically one of the signs of love, or a sign that when we are interested in someone. Did you ever realize that when you deem someone special, automatically you will be buying gifts for her, paying for her food or stuffs, even though she refused? For other friends, yeah, you do too, but you don't act too much, or there is a certain limit. And when the other extreme is you end up cooking for her or buy cookies or food to be sent to her place. Initially, I didn't even think about this. I have read this many times or heard people say it, but I didn't even notice it until recently. I mean, in fact, I thought that just giving it is like a natural gesture, you know, like to a friend. But I realized that I did it towards specific people. So in fact, I've done this many times over the past years. So years ago, I really remember now when I was like discreetly interested in my best friend in secondary school. I have mentioned about this in the earlier episode, but I didn't talk too much about this person. So I remember getting for her bread, buy gifts that I could afford during that time. I mean, during in our secondary school time, we don't earn a lot, isn't it? And also whenever I wrote cards for her, I will write in length, filled with words and wishes that will not leave any space on the card. It's very, very obvious. I still can remember those moments. So now I realize why the other friends of mine during that time even asked me why I wrote for her very long wishes, but theirs is only like Happy Chinese New Year or Merry Christmas only, you know? Then a few years later, when I hang out with a guy friend, this was about when I was in mid-20s, that was the only guy which I had made some effort to actually bake a homemade pizza for him, which is of course a nice gesture, but also it was because it was like an exchange for his famous layered cake. So, and when it comes to recent years, which is for the past 13 years, I don't remember making anything specially to anyone, even though I have a crush on the person. So this gesture actually came back to me only recently. I am not sure whether it is because of I have time to cook and consciously having the thoughts to send gifts. But I am pretty sure this is a bit different from the others because I don't even send any gift to any of our friends recently except her. So yeah. I believe you guys have experienced this before somewhat in your lifetime. At least once, right? So do you spend your money more towards a certain friend, or you will say, hey, it's okay, I will pay for you whenever you guys go out, or you will buy for her stuffs whenever you meet up, or you know you cook for her even though it is not your forte to cook? If you are a straight person and you notice a friend of yours who is a girl does this to you very often, I hope you don't take advantage of this situation. And if ever you are not interested with her in a romantic way, I don't know what you should do, but you please do not lead her to something that you don't believe. Because remember karma? Okay, she might not do anything like argue with you or defend herself, but if you don't stop yourself from leading her on, the repercussion is only not to her, but yourself. So I am speaking on behalf of myself when I experienced being straight when going out with guys over a decade ago. I didn't realize that I was leading them on until when the time comes when they want something more serious than just a friendship. So whatever my excuses were during that time, I still blame myself for doing something that could mean something else to those guys. You know, like spending time with me, thinking that I like them too, you know, or enjoying myself with them. You know, frankly, genuinely, I didn't think of that except for one guy, which was the last one I went out with. That was like intentional when I wanted to test myself and my inclination. So that is it. However, so far, that guy was cool and quite a gentleman, so I was quite lucky during that time, in a way that I met someone who is nice. So what should you do if you are in love or interested in a girl? Should you straight away pamper her with gifts and showing off your cooking skills? Doesn't matter whether the gifts are expensive or not, as long as you could afford it. For me, it will depend on the settings. Like if I pay for this ex-classmate of mine whom I like a bubble tea, which is fine because it doesn't cost much, and I had intentionally like chose the bubble tea flavor, same as hers, just to signal to her, And then there was one time I paid for her lunch when we were having one with our other friends. So basically, I didn't expect much from her, just symbolism that she is different and special to me compared to the others. And sometimes I will share food with her, like for example. And she is like the open type, like she don't mind trying new stuff. So whenever I eat something different during our dinner with our friends, I will just like, hey, you want some? You know, but like I purposely do it in a make her feel special, and I will ignore other friends whether I will not like ask them, hey, you want to try? No, depends. After the second course or the third course, I will ask. But the first one, no. Just for your information, most of those friends whom I had crushes on are taken as in they have a boyfriend or married in a straight way. So I don't like to destroy marriages, even though sometimes my brain say love is love or love wins. But if I have a choice, I will not do anything to what I feel except for, you know, flirting and let myself do things that could make me feel I have achieved something. Like if they respond with a smile or they respond in a certain way, that makes me happy. So or if they flirt back, whatever, I will like be happy, but not more than that. However, if one day it will happen that there is a response, like, you know, not just all this minor response, this major response, I think I will let time decide. As for the one I wrote to and about in my new book, Letters of a Thousand Speeches, she is the only one that I did to this extent, like sending food and gifts to her home, paying for her food or drinks when we go out with friends, and also the last gestures I had with her was to cook a birthday spread for her. I was like also surprised. So for the past years, I have never cooked for a girl. I don't think so. Probably I had with like one or two of my close friends whom actually I was interested into during that time. But so I think so. But it has been quite some time I didn't cook for someone. But this I did after 10 years, maybe after 10 years later. Wait. I think I remember one time. I sent to a neighbor of mine whom I have a crush with. By the way, I heard she is back from Australia now, as in when I'm recording right now. I have been hoping to see her downstairs, my apartment downstairs, for the past week. But part of me also said, not again, please. Because it will be like, if this happens, it will be like repetition of what happened. Like I think 4 or 5 years ago, it's the same situation. If it happens that I meet her again and, you know, they have a crush on her again whatsoever, it is somewhat similar, a repetition, like a cycle when I wanted to forget this girl whom I'm writing about in this book. So it will be like a repetition. So I decided to like tell myself, oh, stop, no, please, no. But do you guys realize something that in our life, do you all ever like notice the cycle of life? Like sometimes some things happen in cycle, same situation, but in 5 to 10 years later. Like for instance, you went to your friend's house to collect cookies on 5th June 2018. Then on 5th June 2020, you are at her house again for lunch. So in my case, this is like 6 years ago when I decided it is time to move on from her. I had my intention to this neighbor of mine. She was the one I met during election day, if you followed my story earlier. Then now it happens again. But also at the back of my mind, I really want this time to be something different. I cannot say it, but if something different could be either no, or if yes, please yes, extreme. Okay, back to the Letters of a Thousand Speeches storyline. So when I cooked the birthday spread for my friends, I have like well-prepared excuses to those other two friends because they will be wondering why I had cooked like 6 dishes for her birthday. Like, although that birthday celebration was for another friend of ours whose birthday fall on the same month. I mean, the excuse was like, hey, she put in so much effort to cook when celebrating our birthdays that day. If you were to buy this time, like how one of our friends who has the same birthday month as me said to buy, it's like, for me, it clearly shows that we don't put in effort. You know, like someone put in effort to cook for you. Doesn't matter whether it's for me or whether it's for that friend of mine. You know, like I don't like to be like a one-way gifting. But anyway, anyone who trusts me on the reasons I gave, really, I don't know what to say. So now, whether you want these gestures to be discreet or not to your other spectators, especially the girl you like, is really up to you. You might not be able to decide now, but thinking about the entire time you have spent with her, do you want those time to be wasted? And she still think that you are just a good friend. Personally, whenever I did this for the past years, I did not even thought about me liking that person. I was not aware at all that my actions was an automatic response to my feelings towards those friends I was into. Like I said, only the many things that happened recently made me aware of those actions, what actually it meant to me. And this time I didn't stop myself from doing so. Why should I, right? If they don't feel the same way, it's okay. They have their own life, which they can choose the best for themselves. While I chose to entertain myself and show them my affection through those gifts and words and also my time, I have chose that way. And so far, I have and am still satisfied about whatever I had committed myself to. So, whatever you decide for yourself, just make sure that you decide it logically too, yeah? One thing I realized though, that these girls are genuinely happy when I did that to them. Even the girl that I spent time with when I was having vacation in Canada, she spent her time cooking for me breakfast, lunch, and sometimes dinner. She called me to her place. So it's not a must, but she did it every day. So when I give some stuffs to her or pay for our lunch and dinner outside, it is like a give and take response. Like I think it is some kind of a human nature that they could feel that it is a genuine gesture. Of course, sometimes people probably might not even notice what it is. So it doesn't matter. Just do it. If you want to do it, you just do it. If ever you feel like making something nice to that girl you are interested in, doesn't matter at which level is your cooking skill, just do it. If you ever feel you want to pay for her meals on that day, just do it. Because I feel like time is short. You will not know what will happen later or days after when the feelings faded or when there is no other time you could do the same thing. Whenever you are doing this, for me, I believe like be at that moment. And it is okay if she doesn't feel the same way towards you. At least you tried. Alright guys, I am gonna end this episode here. To purchase a copy of this, Letters of a Thousand Speeches, it is now available in Amazon and Barnes & Nobles and other online bookstores. If you purchase directly from our website, you will be getting the book at a better rate. And we currently have a gift box called the book release package, which is already available in our website at www.winterscribbler.com. So for the live recording of this podcast, visit our YouTube channel, Winter Scribbler, as in Scribblers, S-C-R-I-B-B-L-E-R. The link to the video and the episode transcript is available also in our website. To support us in creating more contents, be our patron and receive additional benefits with your membership, such as free books from our publishing company, behind the scenes episodes, tutorials, and many other benefits linked to our sister company, Craftholistic International. In the meantime, I will see you in the next episode. Take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.